Okay, one of the halachot of Rosh Hashanah is the idea of halakat nerot shel yom tov. As we know, that one of the mitzvot of the Rabbanan is the idea of halakat nerot, and the Chachamim established that every erev yom tov and every erev Shabbat, you are supposed to light candles. Lichvot Shabbat and lichvot yom tov. That a person is not supposed to eat in dark, and shelo yikashel be'etzim u'be'avonim. In the olden days, there was no such thing as electricity. So therefore, the rooms that, especially the rooms that they needed, had to be lit. So one, however, only one room, and the location that they would eat, the chadchila, in that location there should be light also. As we know, so therefore there is supposed to be only one of them supposed to be lit with the beracha. The rest, even if, let's say, they used to light with candles, that was done without the beracha. And therefore, the beracha is a question. Regarding the beracha of Yom Tov, there is no question. Everybody agrees that kol mitzvot mevarchim aleihem over le'asiyatan. That the beracha of halakat nerot shel Yom Tov, there is no question about it. First, you have to make a beracha le'alich ner shel Yom Tov, and then you light the candles. That's given and granted. Regarding Shabbat is a mahloket, being that if you say le'alich ner shel Shabbat, there are those who assume based on this that therefore you have accepted upon yourself Shabbat. So if you do say the beracha, how do you come to light? It's as if you accepted. If you accepted on Shabbat by saying the beracha, how do you come to light Nerot Shel Shabbat? So based on this, the Ashkenazim, first they light, and right away they cover them their face, and they say the beracha. Then the covering of the face means they don't want to have any benefit from the light. They make the beracha right after. However, by Sephardim is a major question. According to Ben Ishchai also, he follows this minhag. But according to Rav Ovadia, he says that being according to the Rambam and according to Shulchan Aruch, if you make the beracha right after the mitzvah, is a beracha levatala. Kol mitzvot mevarchim aleihem uvel asiyatan. Mamash, right before the performance of the mitzvah, you're supposed to make a beracha. If you do afterwards, if it's a mitzvah that has hemshechiyut to it, you could do it. Let's say by tefillin, every second that you have your tefillin on, so it's a mitzvah that's a doraita. So therefore, if a person forgot to make the beracha originally, you could make it an hour afterwards. So let's say you're waking, you have your tefillin on for the duration of an hour and a half, let's say. So you forgot, you could say it as long as, if you say the beracha, as long as you have it on. Because every second you are in fulfillment of mitzvah, that's the oraita of tefillin. The same thing is with talit gadol. The same thing applies. That if you forgot originally, you could say it now. So, but if a mitzvah does not have hemshechiyut to it, it's not a continuous mitzvah. Once you do it, you are in fulfillment of the mitzvah. Then it's a major question. According to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, if you make the beracha after the performance of the mitzvah, is the beracha levatala. So based on this, Rav Ovadia recommends highly that a person should change and go based on the pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, which is afilu for Nerot Shel Shabbat, to say the beracha first, and then light Nerot Shel Shabbat. And it's not acceptance of Shabbat. It says, you once a year you make a condition that you don't want to accept Shabbat by halakat Nerot Shel Shabbat, and that helps you in other aspects also. That sometimes a person has emergency and he wants to do other activities to prepare for Shabbat, or let's say other reasons, you would be allowed to light, and then you don't want to accept Shabbat, you know, at maximum till 5 minutes, maximum 3 minutes before sunset, you then have to accept Shabbat, because could be, first of all, you have to fulfill the mitzvah, as I said, the right of Tosefet Shabbat. Second, could be it's Shabbat anyway, your clock is wrong, etc.